Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, The View smears our 5,000 Turning Point USA students at our Student Action Summit. This is an extraordinary story. It's hard to believe, and it gets weird. I tell you why we're going to stand up to The View in every possible way on this program. You guys can support us at tpusa.com. I want to thank all of you that get behind us. Go to tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. As always, you can email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Take out your phones and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and hit subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. Again, email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. We are standing up for our students. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. So over the weekend, as you know, we had the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit, and usually the kind of news cycle covers our events, and then maybe there's a little bit of news afterwards, and then it just kind of goes away. This year was a little bit different. So I remember I was running around the convention center in Tampa. I was interviewing Senator Scott. I was trying to introduce speakers. I was trying to do media, trying to meet with some of our donors at Turning Point USA. It was nonstop. It's from 6 a.m. to midnight. There is no rest at all. And then I remember Dan on our team turned to me and said, hey, there's Nazis outside. I said, what are you talking about? That's kind of weird. I just ignored it. It's like, that doesn't fit at all. And meanwhile, they were all, previous to that, there were about 100 left-wing protesters that were marching through the streets trying to protest our event. And I was kind of confused. I said, wait, I thought there were all these liberals and these left-wingers there. What do you mean that there were Nazis outside? It didn't make any sense. And so then all of a sudden pictures started to come through of five or six people with Nazi flags that were fully masked, by the way. You couldn't tell their identity. Interestingly, after all the liberals just disappeared, I've never seen liberals not confront Nazis before. It's really weird. I thought that's who they hate. So as soon as all the liberals disappear, these five people with, it looks as if they bought Nazi flags on Amazon.com, were waving them despicably, total scum, by the way, freshly folded, freshly minted central casting uniform, it looked like. And so I immediately tell our security, get these terrible people off our grounds. There's no place for them. It's terrible. It's despicable. Swastikas have nothing, have no place anywhere near decent and civil society or dialogue. By the way, the flags literally had marks in them. They looked like they came straight out of a box. It was so obvious that this was artificial. And so there they are. They're waving the flags. Our security goes out to try to remove them. It turns out that they are on public property, so we're not able to remove them. They have their faces fully covered. So then some of our bold attendees, after hearing one after the other, a speaker like DeSantis and Josh Hawley, go fight the enemy, go do all that, you know, go stand your ground. Some of our bold students go out with phones and start to debate and like, get out of here. Why do you believe this stuff? And it seemed as if the Nazis lost their energy, and they just kind of went away. Now, mind you, what was so interesting about this whole thing is that the media wasn't trying to find out who these people were. So they go to great lengths to try to dox moms and dads that show up to school board meetings across the country, but they didn't go to great lengths to try and find out who actually was waving the SS flag outside of the Turning Point USA event. Now, this is the most obvious thing, is that the Nazis were protesting us. They weren't supporting us. They were protesting us. Now, mind you, I think the whole thing was artificial, but even if you take the narrative at face value, they were angry at us. And our students were trying to get rid of them and drive them out, saying there's no place for you here, you despicable scum. And by the way, some of you might say, well, Charlie, what do you mean by Nazis? I mean, they literally had swastika flags. It's not like an exaggeration. But I refuse to believe that they were actual real Nazis. They looked as if they were playing as if they were actors. Okay, do we have a piece of tape here we could play, Andrew? We do? Play cut 50 of our students confronting them. So it looks totally fake. By the way, the fact they have a DeSantis country flag next to the Nazi flag, it looks like it's all paid for by a Democrat super PAC. Now, interestingly, we are entertaining the option at Turning Point USA to buy the cell phone data the same way they did in 2000 Mules and find out who these people are. Are they Democrat operatives? Have they gone to Democrat Party officials before? Who are the Nazis? We're not going to let this one go, actually. We're going to be working with state and local authorities to the best of our ability to look at driver's license data. I mean, I should say license plate data. Who are the Nazis? I'm curious. And then the next day, DeSantis' opponent, Nikki Fried, comes out and holds a press conference immediately demanding DeSantis denounces this. Okay, so this thing happens. They leave. The media immediately writes it up. We denounce it. The media then begrudgingly includes that in their articles. And then the event continued. We didn't allow it to deter us. These are fringe element groups of which I don't believe are even legitimately who they said they were. And I thought that was it. Okay, end of story. But it didn't stop there. In fact, what was bizarre is that Tuesday after the Saturday confrontation is when this really started to bubble up. And so here's what ended up happening. The View, because in a desperate plea to try to become relevant again, decided to go out of their way to go smear and slander 5,000 Turning Point USA students. So The View started with saying the following. They, on Cut 47, Sarah Haynes from The View decried the Turning Point USA event because it exposed younger people to conservative politics. That's how it started. I don't like because it caters to younger Republicans. You have a lot of hope that younger people won't choose parties. Yeah, okay. Play Cut 47.
Well, the Turning Point thing, I think, is I don't like it because it caters to younger Republicans, which, it, you know, you have a lot of hope that younger people, especially in politics, we see so many bipartisan groups that say, let's not pick a party, let's all come together. And this was geared towards that. And if you listen to a lot of the rhetoric, it's on point and on brand for them these days. But
yeah, let's just all come together. I wonder if she says that about BLM or AOC. No, they only don't like partisanship when Turning Point USA does. By the way, we're not even a partisan organization. It's a wrong label. We're an educational organization. We are anti-woke, pro-American, pro-liberty, pro-constitution. We are not pro-Republican. We do have a political arm, Turning Point Action, that hosts the Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, but they won't be bothered with facts. Joy Behar then talked about the Turning Point thing, and I have to just say this. Do you know how much joy it gives me that Turning Point is an extended topic of conversation on The View? It's a phenomenal accomplishment for our entire staff, for our team, for everyone involved at Turning Point USA. They got nothing better to do than talk about this. Goes to show that we are the center of the conservative universe at Turning Point USA. Cut 51, Joy Behar decided to chime in. Play Cut 51.
I mean, there was this Turning Point conference with all the smoke. What are they, smoking something down there? Or it's like, whatever. Anyway, they were out there. Neo-Nazis were in the front of turning out there in front of the conference with anti-Semitic slurs and, the Nazi swastika. Mm-hmm. Just like Goebbels did in the Hitler during the Third Reich. It's the same thing, right out of that same playbook.
Yeah, Turning Point, right out of that same playbook as the Nazis. Now, Joy Behar kind of is the hype person for Whoopi Goldberg. So she starts to get Whoopi really hyped up. She starts to get Whoopi really fired up. This story just gets weirder and more bizarre with The View because it doesn't stop there. Oh, no. This only begins the saga of The View smearing 5,000 young conservative students. Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer in the Bible, or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who's one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arn I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun interactive quiz and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz, charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. charlie4hillsdale.com. This story just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. Okay, so Nazis outside, four or five of them that looked as if they were paid Democrat operatives. Not the first time that would have happened. If they were or they weren't, it's despicable, it's wrong, it's scum, it has no place in decent and civil society. We completely and totally denounced it. We tried to get our security, remove them. We sent students out there to debate and to try to mock them and get rid of them and get them the heck off the streets. That was our immediate response. That was well known. It was documented on digital social media. The View had this whole segment where they're bashing our event, and they just start to really get very excited and more excited and more excited about it. And then all of a sudden, Whoopi Goldberg comes in. All right, we'll just play cut 35.
The conservative group Turning Point USA has condemned the group of neo-Nazis and said they have nothing to do with the organization.
Yeah, but where was DeSantis is what I want to know.
But you let them in.
President, open your
you let them in and you knew what they were.
Right.
So you are complicit.
Where was DeSantis? Come on. Why didn't DeSantis go out there and denounce him? And then Whoopi chimes in. Yeah, yeah, but you let them in. You knew who they were. Ooh. Whoopi then goes all in, accusing us of letting Nazis into our event. And that's just kind of that little chime. All of a sudden, fire alarm at ABC in complete and total firestorm. Because then after the break, Whoopi Goldberg gets a note from legal, play cut 48.
About the neo-Nazis at the Turning Point event. They were outside protesters. My point was more metaphorical, that you embraced them at your thing, I felt. So they were not in the building.
You know what? If the so-called Antifa, who are anti-fascist, that's what Antifa stands for, would go there and protest, then Antifa would get a bad reputation. That's why when I hear that Antifa is...
But let me just make sure that everybody, because you know, misunderstanding what people say is very big.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure I know they were not in the building, but they were in the mix of people at the thing.
No, they weren't. So that smear continues. They were in the mix of the thing that were there. And so The View then doubles and triples and quadruples down on it. They were not in the building at all. They were nowhere in the mix there. And Whoopi is so arrogant. She is so, let's just say, prideful. That's the word I'm looking for. That she can't tell the truth about this. So then what happens is then we at Turning Point USA immediately issue a formal cease and desist letter. which then went totally viral. Turning Point USA issues cease and desist to ABC News over defamatory statements. So someone said right here, they emailed this, Charlie, why do you keep on talking about this? They say things to rile you up. Why don't you just ignore? That is the old Republican way of doing things. We don't do that around here. In fact, if you're going to smear teenagers, 15, 16, and 17-year-olds, like Nicholas Sandman and Kyle Rittenhouse, then we're going to stand up for our kids. Oh, just ignore them. No, we play offense. We're not going to put up with that anymore. You can't call us a bunch of Nazis without facts, without any sort of basis. In fact, the facts show the opposite, and we're going to put up with it. It's not going to happen anymore. Just ignore them? No, we're entertaining a massive lawsuit against The View, actually. We're talking to lawyers right now. Turning Point USA issues cease and desist. And by the way, this has trended all on Twitter. Sue The View has been trending on Twitter. And for those of you that say, oh, Charlie, we have bigger problems, hold on a second. The truth matters. The truth matters regardless of what's happening in the news cycle. And you're trying to tell me we should allow Whoopi Goldberg to be able to smear your grandkid? Oh, that doesn't matter. That's what she did. You see these beautiful young people at our event. You see these 19 and 20-year-old Christian kids. This has implications for their futures and their careers if it goes unchecked. They might be in a job interview 5 years from now. Oh, did you go to an event that allowed neo-Nazis in? They were in the mix, according to Whoopi Goldberg. It could prevent internships. It could prevent relationships. No, this is widespreading for anyone that attended the event. That's exactly how the left operates. And guess what? The story continues. And no, I'm not going to turn the page. We're entertaining suing The View. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The recent rulings from the Supreme Court, they didn't happen on their own. It took support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and has been on the front lines fighting for your values. Inflation has really made it hard on Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget. They offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. You get the same service, and your money is going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. If you're a veteran or first responder, please let them know because they have special discounts just for you. Join our movement and make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Angela emails us, please sue The View. My daughter has wanted to be a constitutional lawyer since she was 10 years old. She's now 16 years old. She attended your student action summit for 2 years, and she really needs your support right now with this smear campaign. So for all of you that are emailing me freedom@charliekirk.com, Charlie, stop talking about this. Doesn't matter. No, this is why it matters. I'm going to tell you why it matters. We left on Saturday evening and walked right past these crazy people in the hammer and sickle shirt saying F Trump and F DeSantis. Oh, they were saying F Trump and F DeSantis. That's weird. The media didn't cover that. They followed us and tried intimidating us on the sidewalk. But we both stood strong and just walked right past them. I was so proud of her. She loves going to your events and standing up for her country and was completely moved when Trump was speaking. We can't allow these lies to intimidate them. So there's an important fact here in Angela's email. She emailed us freedom@charliekirk.com. Her 16-year-old daughter wants to become a constitutional lawyer. Now you might say, oh, Charlie, these stories have no bearing. I'm telling you right now, when we try to get a Turning Point USA chapter started at a high school, they will Google everything about Turning Point USA. And our 15 and 16-year-old kids have to sit there in front of a principal or an administrator, and they will say, oh, what about this? You guys let Nazis into your event in Tampa, Florida. And then our Turning Point USA student is going to have to explain away a lie told by Whoopi Goldberg? Or how about this? How about Angela's daughter that wants to go get into law school and she has to then apply and they have to do a kind of a simple check? Okay, what's this person's background? And they have to say, oh, I see that you attended an event or were a chapter member of Turning Point USA. According to our research, neo-Nazis were let into your event. You see, when you allow these lies to go out of control, you see the mass smearing of innocent people. We're not going to put up with it anymore, and you shouldn't either. So The reason this gets me so fired up is that this impacted all 5,000 students we had at our event, minors in particular, that did everything right and nothing wrong. And I would love your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Should we fight this or should we just ignore it? Because some people are saying, Charlie, stop it. This is a waste of time. Or, you know, maybe you just say kids aren't worthy of defending. People are emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, let the kids fend for themselves. I'd love your thoughts. But The View continued today, this morning. And this is how you know The View is in the wrong. How many times have you seen The View issue three apologies, one after the other after the other? And this just goes to show the sloppiness and the laziness. And thanks to Nicholas Sandman and Kyle Rittenhouse and others, you could see that these media companies are pretty nervous. They're like, I don't know, we better get this stuff right. This is, then today, The View has officially apologized, play cut 52.
Sorry. So on Monday, we talked about the fact that there were openly neo-Nazi demonstrators outside the Florida Student Action Summit of the Turning Point USA group. We want to make clear that these demonstrators were gathered outside the event and that they were not invited or endorsed by Turning Point USA. A Turning Point USA spokesman said the group, quote, 100% condemns those ideologies, and said Turning Point USA security tried to remove the neo-Nazis from the area but could not because they were on public property. Also, Turning Point USA wanted us to clarify that this was a Turning Point USA summit and not a Republican Party event. So we apologize for anything we said that may have been unclear on these points.
They still invited Matt Gaetz, though, I would just like to know.
Who cares if we invited Matt? They can't let it. They can't just be like, well, they did this. They have to always just insert something in. That right there is only confirmation that they know that they smeared our kids, that they know they smeared those amazing young people that came from all across the country. And I was so moved at our Turning Point USA event when these kids come up to me. They said, Charlie, I went into my savings. No, I didn't have a lot of money, but this event has totally and completely changed my life. And that's right. Someone just emailed us right here. Look, this is important. Again, a lot of you are emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, let it happen. You know, let it be. Who cares? Who cares about The View? All right, well, Susie said this. Hi, Charlie. My daughter was at the event in Tampa, and she's a nurse practitioner in Phoenix, Arizona. This absolutely would impact our young community that is involved in your organization. I truly believe that we need to fight and fight collectively. Like Candace Owens says, the great Candace Owens, says, speak the truth just as loud and louder than the lies. Your organization has lit a fire inside of my daughter, who's only 32 years old, to continue to fight for our country. Sue The View. That's who Susie from Arizona says. It is easy to just move on. But I have a moral obligation to our students at Turning Point USA. Look, it's one thing to attack me. I can handle it, public figure. It's a higher threshold to prove defamation. But this was a student summit. And they smeared students, not just Turning Point USA. Someone emailed us, quote, they smeared the students, not just your organization. I just said that. The View's lawyers sat in their weak retraction. The story continues, cut 62. Fox shows how lightly they call everyone at SAS a Nazi and how when they hear The View said all was incorrect about where Nazis were. Play cut 62.
Insidiously and cavalierly, and I felt that perfectly summed up exactly what those women were saying, which is something so deeply toxic and also so lightly thrown out there.
And so false. I mean, these were protesters outside of the event, right? They couldn't get in. These were not neo-Nazis inside of Turning Point USA. They were protesting outside on public grounds, and Turning Point tried to remove them.
Cut 63, Fox makes a good point that Steve Scalise shooting was a Bernie supporter. By the way, I'm just going to frame that entire chyron. The View apologizes to Turning Point USA. That's the new right. We sent that cease and desist letter amazingly, very quickly. By the way, we were managing this yesterday while I was doing book launch stuff for College Scam at collegescam.com. And I'll be honest, Andrew was handling all this. It's like, Andrew, why do you keep on going out of the room? We're launching a book. All the proceeds go to Turning Point. He said, oh, no. He's like, we got something cooking. He said, these people have got to be held accountable. Play cut 63.
And just, we're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of the shooting on the baseball field with Steve Scalise. Mm. That was a Bernie Sanders supporter. None of us said this is Bernie Sanders' fault when you had that shooter. We realize that there are crazy people who do crazy things. We don't sully a whole party over it. But that's exactly what they try to do to us.
They try to loop you all into it. And I have lived this time and time again with our students. Because when our students, they try to start these chapters, and by the way, the future chapters that are going to be started, every one of these fake and false stories are always hung around their neck. Always. And if they don't get clarified, I mean, I just imagine what the motives are of so many of these left-wing radicals in the media. And if we do not hold them accountable, then who's actually going to stop them? Play cut 64.
It's like there's no end to the falsehoods that they put out there.
Or maybe there is, because when people like Nick Salmon and Kyle Rittenhouse start suing, these major news organizations for destroying their reputations, maybe some of the people who put forth these narratives will think about it before it escapes their mouths.
Debbie said, Charlie, absolutely protect our kids. The View cannot keep on telling lies. They cannot defame conservatives. Keep up the good work, Debbie from Idaho. Emails are coming in. Please keep them going. freedom@charliekirk.com. Someone says right here, Charlie, just move on. This is not a big deal. Your kids are tough. They'll figure it out. I totally disagree with that. It doesn't matter how tough our kids are. If we can't protect our 14-year-olds, we had 14-year-olds at this event that are now going to have their entire life potentially different for something they actually, it's a lie. It's not a matter of tough. It's not a matter like they did something wrong. Our kids did everything right. But isn't this the whole idea of the conservative movement, that our children are off limits? It's our responsibility to protect children against insidious forces. That's this whole thing. Remember, conservatives believe the strong must protect the innocent. The strong must protect the weak. If we can't protect our kids against The View, and we say, oh, come on, Charlie, figure it out, they're okay, that same sort of attitude gets us awful curriculum. That same sort of attitude gets us drag queens in classrooms. That same sort of attitude is what gets us mandatory vaccines for children. If we don't protect our children in the classroom, why would we protect them from the smears of the corporate media? It really kind of unites this idea of the parents' party. And yes, these are minors they were smearing. This was, again, I just want to reemphasize, this was not the Senior Citizen Action Summit. It was the Student Action Summit. By definition, student involves minors. We had thousands of high school kids. Thousands. There. Jenny, Charlie, fight. We cannot allow this to happen. What happened to think before you speak? We've seen time and time again that half apologies and half retractions go on deaf ears. Sue, baby, sue. Ted says, fight back and fight back hard. Joanne says, absolutely fight for these students at Turning Point USA. Love all you're doing. I'm older and a longtime supporter. God bless you. You guys are a gift to the country at this point. You're very kind. Thank you. By the way, I just want to, we're getting some mixed emails. I think it's mostly favorable. But I'll be honest, I don't even think this is a close call, everybody. If we as patriotic Americans and conservatives can't protect our children, now, I can't guarantee we're going to file the lawsuit. What I am saying is we're entertaining it. The point is we're going through every single thing with a lawyer. And if they think we have a good shot, if they think we have a better than 50-50 shot, we're going to do the lawsuit. It's that simple. But it all comes on facts and circumstances and precedent and law, the whole thing. The point is we are pursuing it enthusiastically. But the question of just to drop the topic and not talk about it is ridiculous. Kelly, sue the living crap out of them. Do a Veritas move. Go after them. The American people will support. One thing, they try to smear you, intimidate you, and what they did to those kids was unacceptable, and those classless ladies, if you want to call Matt and step away from the desk. Thanks, Charlie. I'm very ticked off Patriot right now. I'm so tired of the repeated lies. We have to stand up for our children. Kelly, it's beautifully said. We're not going to back down. This is the new right. This is not the old, this is not your grandfather's Republican Party that just laid over like some of you are recommending I'm doing. One way, by the way, to support the potential lawsuit, if we do end up doing it, is to buy the College Scam, collegescam.com. All proceeds go to Turning Point USA. Please consider doing it. We're not going to take it anymore. The new right rises. There's a new article from mediaite.com. The View apologizes for calling Turning Point USA Nazis following cease and desist letter. The View apologized for lumping in Turning Point USA with neo-Nazis who protested outside the pro-Trump youth group's summit. I reject that. We're an education group at Turning Point USA. At Turning Point Action, we're very pro-Trump. But whatever, that's a little bit of a detail. Joy Behar. Neo-Nazis were out there in front of the conference with anti-Semitic slurs and, you know, the Nazi swastika and a picture of a so-called Jewish person with exaggerated features, just like Goebbels did during the Third Reich. It's the same thing, right out of the playbook. Co-host Whoopi Goldberg erroneously said that the neo-Nazis were allowed into the event, only to issue a correction later where she said it was metaphorical. Her correction, I think, actually made it even worse. Look, The View is a perfect example of smug, elite left-wingers that think they can smear your kids and get away with it. We learned our lesson with Nicholas Sandman. We learned our lesson with Russian collusion. We learned our lesson at every single one of these chapters. They're able to go after our children. There are these young kids from all across America, from Georgia, from New York, from Oregon. They are so articulate. They come dressed in full suit and tie. The young ladies dress in full dress, makeup and the whole thing. And they're there at 7 a.m. In fact, we had a worship service on Sunday morning. We had over 1,400 people, optional worship service, show up for that. These amazing young Christian conservative kids. And the programming starts early and they're there. They're listening to every single speech and they're articulate and they look you in the eye and they're polite and they got their whole act together. And how does the media treat someone that they might disagree with? How does the media treat an organization? No, how they respond? They respond by having to. This is a very important point, though, is that if they did not smear us, they would have to recognize that there were 5,000 students in the room. 5,000 patriotic, well-dressed, articulate, charismatic, kind, respectful, optimistic, joyful young people is an existential threat to the regime. So instead of not covering the story at all, or like a mature person, Joy Behar or Whoopi Goldberg saying, look, they had this big Republican thing. I don't like it. But honestly, there were a bunch of kids there. And then there were these goofballs outside. All right, let's get to another story. That's the way an adult handles it. You don't have to then go say, you know what? I'm so angry that there were 5,000 kids, I'm going to call them all Nazis. They have so much pride that they can't admit that maybe there's a massive younger constituency that doesn't share their viewpoints. Maybe there's young people out there that are pro-life, Joy Behar. Maybe there's young people out there that don't believe in critical race theory or the BLM agenda. That's why they had to do this. But it totally and completely backfired on them. Why did it backfire? I got to give credit to our Turning Point USA team. I got to give credit to our entire team here at Turning Point USA. While I'm out here promoting the book, College Scam, I was up to, I think I did 45 interviews in the last 48 hours. Radio interviews, all this stuff. We said, you know what, we're not going to put up with it. Cease and desist letter, entertain full legal option, full blast. The new right is here, the old right is over. We're not going to give up an inch. You cannot smear minors and call them the worst thing. What? I mean, it is. If you had to make a list of the 10 worst things you could possibly be called in decent modern society, a Nazi would be one of them. And instead of just saying, hold on, time out, let's do some research. How did they react to this? How did they cover this? Were they embracing it? Whoopi says, you let them in. You let them into the event, Whoopi Goldberg. She says the minors and the high schoolers, they might as well have had the swastika flags. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but she said, you let them in. It's ridiculous. But we at Turning Point USA, being the largest organization, 5,000 kids there, that was brought to you by Turning Point Action. I could tell you right now, we're not going to put up with the old Washington, D.C. way of doing things. It's not going to happen. Our children are off limits, period. You go after our Turning Point USA students, the lines are drawn. You could say whatever you want about Charlie Kirk, whatever. We'll laugh about it. We'll mock it. We'll respond. We'll punch back twice as hard. You go after our Turning Point USA students, game on. It's not going to happen. These kids are the future, and I don't care about some of these people emailing us freedom@charliekirk.com. They might not care about kids, but I know most of you do. We're not going to put up with it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.